Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME named Walter Zierzegowski, D-Z-I-E-R-G-O-W-S-K-I. Walter Zierzegowski is a 57-year-old male who reports he noted the onset of blurry vision in his right eye in February 2018. Apparently, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of an ocular melanoma. Perry asserts this is due to exposure from mercury in the gym floor. Perry did undergo plaque radiation in February 2018. Period. He was currently receiving injections to offset the radiation. Period. He has laser surgery as well. Period. He gets an MRI every 6 months and experiences anxiety. Period. He has had injections monthly for the last 5 months. Period. In paragraph, it is my understanding that Mr. Zierzegowski claims to have developed disability to his right eye, comma, internal injuries, comma, ocular melanoma, comma, and ophthalmologic disability, period. This allegedly stems from 1996 to present exposure to mercury acetate, period. New paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Zierzegowski was seen by an optometrist named Dr. Galvin, G-A-L-V-I-N, on 3-11-17, period. His last eye exam, he couldn't remember when his last eye exam was, period. He underwent an evaluation. Period. The lens type determination was on hold for new glasses until after OMD visit. Period. There is a comment that states, quote, cataract extraction complications within first 30 days. Period. End quote. He returned on 5-19-17 with blurred vision, period. At the earlier visit of 3-11-17, he denied any significant past ocular history. But he also did not appear to offer any symptomatic complaints, period. He followed up from 5-19-17 onward, period. The visual acuity pretest on the right was 20/80 and on the left 20/20, period. He continued to see Dr. Galvin through 9-10-20, period. The slit lamp exam on that day found 3 inferior abrasions on the left eye involving the cornea, period. New paragraph, concurrently, Mr. Zierzegowski was receiving treatment with an ophthalmologist named Dr. Shields, beginning 3-13-17, period. Fundus exam of the right eye showed a pigmented choroidal, C-H-O-R-O-I-D-A-L, mass in the macular region, measuring 6 millimeters in the base and 2.7 millimeters in thickness, Grid, this mass had prominent subretinal fluid and orange pigment. Grid, both these features are strongly suggestive of activity and indicate melanoma. Grid, Dr. Shields agreed with Dr. Galvin's diagnosis of small choroidal melanoma. Grid, they discussed various treatment options. Period. She elaborated that there is evidence of genetic mutations on chromosomes 3, 6, and 8 can lead to the development of melanoma. Prayed with the patient's permission, a microscopic needle aspirate sample from microarray, ARRAY assay analysis would be taken to analyze for such mutations. Prayed those with high-risk mutations will be put on prophylactic chemotherapy, immune therapy, or other systemic protocol. Period. On 3/16/17, surgery was done by Dr. Mashayekhi and was assisted by Dr. Shields. Period. Insert that report here. Period. Mr. Turkowski submitted to several additional surgical procedures that will be inserted as well. Period. Through her final evaluation on 11/5/19, Dr. Shields wrote, "The exam looked excellent. The unaffected left eye was healthy. The affected right eye showed complete regression of the melanoma from 2.7 millimeters down to 2.2 millimeters scar today. All the orange pigment and subretinal fluid had dried up. Pretty's left with a residual scar 6 by 5 millimeters in the base. Appeared by OCT, there was trace intraretinal edema, but his vision loss is mostly from loss of the ellipsoid, ELLIPSOID layer from previous subretinal fluid. Perci doubted that chasing this edema will improve his vision that much, but we will give him one final injection of Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N. He was going to return in 1 year and follow up with Dr. Galvin in 4 to 6 months. Per Dr. Shields appears to have been an oncologic ophthalmologist. Period. He also was treated by a family practice nurse practitioner named Ms. Morris on 4/13/17. Brady had recently been diagnosed with a uveal melanoma. Brady had seeds for radiation implanted that had since been removed. Brady has completed his ointments and drops. Brady was here today to establish care. Period. He was diagnosed with hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hyperplasia, anxiety, headache, visual changes, and malignant neoplasm of the right choroid. Period. He was referred for numerous laboratory studies and was continuing Crestor. Period. He returned on 9/21/17 for a 3 month checkup, routine follow up for choroidal melanoma on the right eye with permanent visual impairment. Brady needs an MRI about every 6 months and will have eye injections every 6 months as well. Brady follows with ocular oncology at Wills Eye Hospital. Period. His blood work had been sent for genetic testing and was good, with the likelihood of metastasis at less than 10%. Period. He did have a follow-up with urology for a history of benign prostatic hyperplasia and was cleared. Period. New paragraph on 427.17. He was being screened for prognostic genomic copy number changes. Paired microsatellite assay indicates the patient's tumor showed disomy, D-I-S-O-M-Y, 3, semicolon. However, we were not able to confirm that tumor tissue was tested. Paired when combined with the provided clinical and histomorphological data, how a multivariate analysis predicts a life expectancy no worse than the general population. Period. In paragraph, he was also seen on 531.17 by Dr. Sato, S-A-T-O. Pretty reported blurred vision in the right eye for 2 weeks in early March of 2017. Pretty saw Dr. Galvin and then Dr. Shields. Period. They had suggested he had a choroidal melanoma, and he underwent radioactive plaque therapy from 3/16/17 through 3/20/17. Period. He also had a history of a rotator cuff repair in December 2015. Period. Dr. Sato ordered numerous blood studies as well as an MRI of the abdomen. Period. He explained to Mr. Zdarsky thoroughly the current understanding of uveal melanoma as to epidemiology, etiology, pathophysiology, and rationale for genetic testing. Period. Based on the size of his melanoma, he has a small choroidal melanoma. Period. Genetic test results showed his tumor is disomy 3. Period. The expected 10-year survival is basically the same as the general population. Period. Commonly seen mutations in uveal melanoma were not identified in his biopsy specimen. Period. Therefore, there is some possibility that sufficient tumor material was not obtained for genetic analysis. Period. Considering this possibility, we still believe his prognosis should be favorable. Period. We estimated the risk of systemic recurrence to be 10% or less. Period. He suggested MRI of the abdomen every 6 months for 5 years, and then annually for an additional 5 years. Period. He also should have chest x-ray annually. Period. Unless he develops respiratory symptoms or chest x-ray shows any abnormal lesion, they would not order a CAT scan of the chest to avoid unnecessary radiation exposure. Period. The aforementioned laboratory study should be obtained prior to the individual MRI study. Period. Since his risk for systemic recurrence was low, we did not recommend adjuvant treatment for his case. Period. Careful review of his family history shows no suspicion for familial cancer syndrome. Therefore, we did not recommend genetic counseling. Period. We suggested that his children should have dilated exam, eye exam, and skin exam every 1 to 2 years. Period. And underlying this, there was no description of a correlation between Mr. Zdarsky's melanoma and his alleged work exposure to mercury acetate in the gym floor. Period. He continued to see Dr. Sato periodically through 8/12/20. Period. He noted the results of an MRI of the abdomen dated 7/31/20 compared to an outside report of 5/3/19. Period. It showed stable hepatic cysts and hepatic hemangiomas. Period. There was no evidence of metastatic disease or significant interval change. Period. He also reviewed a CAT scan of the chest from 5/30/20 compared to and outside reports of chest x-rays in 5/7/18 and 5/30/20. Per this revealed no pulmonary emboli and no acute infiltrate. Period. The plan was continue in a similar fashion with MRI of the abdomen every 6 months for 1.5 more years, then annually for additional 5 years. But again, chest x-ray should be ordered annually. But he was going to return in 6 months for oncological follow-up. Period. The paragraph on 7/12/17, he underwent intravitreal injection with BEVACIZUMAB. Period. This was repeated on 12/1/17, 3/30/18, 8/15/18, and 4/24/19. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears. Visual examination was done with in a non-dilated fashion. Period. This evaluator was unable to visualize his tumor or its residuals. Period. He states he does have another surgery coming up to stop bleeding. Period. He showed pictures of his tumor to this evaluator. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Walter Zergowski. The letters, he developed choroidal melanoma in his right eye due to an occupational exposure to mercury acetate. Brady believes this is one of the components of the gym floor. Period. He explains it is a rubber floor that emits mercury when it is heated. Period. It was removed about 2 years after his diagnosis. Period. He admits no other physical education teachers developed an illness. Period. A female co-worker somewhere else in the building developed a rare form of kidney cancer. Period. Even though she was not a health education teacher, the floor in her area was supposedly of the same type as Mr. Zergowski's. Period. He does have an upcoming surgery for bleeding. Period. He does get a chest x-ray and an MRI every 6 months. Period. He has no family history of cancer. Period. He has been successfully treated with plaque radiation implantation. Period. He has also undergone numerous injections with medication. Period. He's being followed serially with studies of his abdomen and chest. Period. To date, no identification of neoplastic disease was identified. Period. Moreover, there do not appear to be any comments about his melanoma being attributed to mercury acetate, no less in the school where he works. Period. New paragraph, I would offer 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the eye/head. This is for the residuals of his choroidal melanoma. Period. For the reasons stated, I cannot ascribe this assessment to his routine occupation. Period. And put this in yellow. I will do a Google search to see if there is any connection between the two. Period. And that is the end.